Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli wa nusallim ala rasulihil karim amma ba'd. The discussion is on the different sheets that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would use to wrap his mubarak body. When writing to his governors, Sayyidina Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, instructed them to wear sheets and also to wear trousers. Wearing a sheet is a sunnah of the Anbiya alayhim wassalatu wassalam. It is reported from Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma that it is a sunnah of the Anbiya alayhim wassalatu wassalam to wear a sheet, and it was also the sunnah of the Anbiya alayhim wassalatu wassalam to cover the head. The sunnah length and breadth of the sheet. Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn al-Mubarak rahmatullah alayhi reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had a sheet that was brought from Yemen. It was 4 arms long and 2 arms and 1 handspan wide. Sayyidina Urwa ibn Zubayr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has also reported the above measurement. Ibn al-Mulaqqin rahmatullah alayhi has quoted Imam Waqidi rahmatullah alayhi, who stated that it was 6 arms long and 3 arms wide. In other words, it may have differed, the different sheets differed in different lengths and breadths. Ibn al-Qayyum writes that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a striped sheet which was 6 arms long and 3 arms and 1 handspan wide. The summary of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's sheets. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wore sheets very frequently. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a white, green, striped, black, saffron-colored and decorated sheets. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also had a sheet that was furry. Generally, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used the Yemeni sheets, and these used to be either striped or colored. Sometimes, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wore Syrian and Egyptian sheets also. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to follow the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahu wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.